Well, I said I would show you how to find happiness with your horse, and lack of abundance can sure get in the road of happiness with our horse. In fact, happiness and abundance are woven together, and it's not necessarily all about money. A wetlands has this amazing circular flow. The water flows into the wetlands gathers the water and soaks in the nourishment deeply, and then it flows back out into the world. It recharges the world as it flows the water back out. Thanks to Devaney for this beautiful image that impacted on me so deeply. Our happiness and abundance, whatever kind of abundance you want to talk about, it too recycles just like the wetlands. The happiness and abundance flows in, we gather it to us, we soak it in, it nourishes us. Then we flow it back out into the world to benefit, to recharge someone else. And because like attracts like, so we attract more things to be happy about and more abundance, and we gather it in again. We soak it in again, and then we flow it back out, into the world again. It's a recycling action. Now here's the big deal. A blockage in any part of our flow, the flow in, the soaking in, or the flowing out, will block or slow down or distort the circular flow of our happiness and abundance. As well as the obvious blockage, abundance flowing in will affect the abundance flowing out, and it's most noticeable when we're talking about the money side of abundance. Blockage in the flowing out will affect the abundance flowing in just as much. The manifesting gurus talk about if you want abundance, give it away. They're trying to get us to unblock the flowing out part of the cycle so that it can then flow in better. So, still talking about financial abundance for a moment, the flowing out part of the abundance cycle could be about paying bills, looking after each other, or looking after others, gifts, anything on the outgoing side of the money flow. Those of us working with horses like this will get that it's not so much what we do, it's the energy and the emotion with which we do it that's important. We notice and act on any feelings that something is not quite right to find the perfect way of being with our horses in that moment. And here's the light bulb that I got about the abundance flow, was that any not quite rights of any description, of any kind of emotion, anywhere on the cycle, in, soak, or out, stuffs up the flow everywhere. We can notice and act on any feelings that something is not quite right to find the perfect way to be in our happiness and abundance, whether it's with our horses or the rest of our lives as well. Now, bear with me here for a moment if you're worried that I'm getting a bit airy-fairy. I promise you, this is all relevant to you and your horse as well as to other parts of your life. I had a huge light bulb moment about this that landed deeply all the way into my bones. What if the blockage to happiness and abundance could be about me and my horse? Or me and my partner? Or me and my work? We all get the money part of abundance, but what about the happiness and the feelings, the feeling that life is just full of richness? If we feel a lack of feeling rich and complete with our horses, if we aren't getting enough of what we want from our horse, then where's the blockage? Let's put musical trumpets around that question to make it stand out. Ta-da! Where is the blockage? Are we blocked on the inflow, the soak, the nourishment, or the flowing out, the recharging other side of the circular flow? Is it the blockage on the inflow? Is it the horse not giving us enough of what we're looking for? Is the blockage in the soak? Is it in our noticing and appreciation of what's happening between me and my horse? Or is it in the flowing out? Is it in the taking action to bring our horse more of that feeling of richness and completion? One thing that we've learnt with our quiet mind work is the answer is rarely where we think it's going to be. And I'm going to repeat that sentence again because it's so bloody important. The answer is rarely where we think it's going to be. It stands to reason if we knew the answer, we would already have acted on it and we wouldn't have a problem, hey? Well, that's why getting a quiet mind and allowing the answers to float up from our subconscious is such a powerful way to get those answers. That's why I like it so much and teach it so much. So that's what we're going to do here with the next audio on this page of the website, on the same page here. I'm going to lead you through a quiet mind to notice and unblock the blockages to happiness and abundance, to notice where they are on the inflow or the soak or the outflow, and release them so that the whole circular, wonderful recycling action can start happening again. And you'll get to choose what sort of abundance you want to work on this time. Happiness with your horse, or financial abundance, feelings of richness with your partner, whatever you want.